KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KADO-KCAPOA. KCAPOA. KCAPOA, good morning. KCAPO.
Good morning, Doc. Did you get your handheld taken care of?
Yeah, I did figure that out. And tossing the 2-meter rig in the truck here and put a mag mount up top. And just wanted to be sure it was working. We're going to take a little run up to Sault Ste. Marie on Friday.
Oh, very good, very good. There is a little bit of static on there. Not too bad, though. Almost full quieting.
Yeah, I don't understand that on your system. I'm 8 miles from the Hemlock remote.
Yep, and that's usually a pretty good sight. So, I don't know what's going on there.
You're full scale on receive here, so. All right, well, we'll see. I don't know if there's a problem here or not. Just a little antenna, but it's a dual band, quarter wave.
Well, clean, tighten the connections, I guess, and see if that don't make an improvement. But, you're coming through pretty good. It's very intelligible and so forth, but just a little bit of bacon sizzling in the background. KCAPOA.
Okay, very good. Yep, talk to you later then. KCAPOA, KAPO.
Have a great day. KCAPOA.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KA9SXH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good morning.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Yeah, this is NATERL. There was someone around who could give me a quick radio check. NATERL.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
NADRL, KCAYVF, go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, good afternoon, Ryan. I just have an old HT here. I just wondered if it was still working. I wonder if you could give me a quick signal report on the audio and the strength, over.
All right, audio, it's a little bit overdriven, so your voice is a little bit distorted on it, so maybe angle of where you got it on your mouth or off-center it or pull back a little bit or something. Give me another transmission and I'll look at the signal strength.
Okay, I'll bring the mic back a little bit. I actually need to, this is a speaker mic, and I will go ahead and unplug it to see if it works. I'm also wondering if there's like any hiss or static on the signal. I'm not sure if this was the radio that was giving me that kind of a problem or not. Just don't know. Back to you, Ryan.
On that last transmission, yes. Your audio was a little bit better at times, and then it was there was some static on the transmission, and then it cleared up, and then it came back a little bit, and then the last sentence there was back to full readable, no static on it. I'm just working off a pole thing from here at work, so this it probably isn't the best either.
Okay, no, you sound good. No, okay, I'm using the mic on the radio now, and yeah, okay, well, that answers my question. I was curious if the static was just something that was temporary, or if it's going to be a continuing problem. I think I've got my money's worth out of this one, so it's probably time to let it go. And I just wonder how this compares with the speaker mic on, over.
That without the mic sounded better, much more natural voice for you. There really wasn't much static on that one. It was almost like the HT noise that you normally get when you move an HT around. You kind of pop in and out a little bit or get a little background static on it. So that's typical with most HTs if you move around a little bit. The hand mic was, like you said, a little bit overdriven, a little bit muted on the voice, and without the microphone that's on the HT sounded a little more natural.
Okay, very good. Well, I might try a couple more speaker mics if you're going to be around here in the next few minutes. So I appreciate the comeback. I'll give you a call and 5 or 10, see if you're still listening. KCAYVF and ADRS.
All right, Dave, yeah, I'll be able to hear you in the building, but to talk to you, it takes me a few seconds to get out of the chair and get out the front door so I can answer you back. So if I don't, you know, if you call me and I don't answer back right away, give me a few seconds to get out the door to answer you. KCAYVF.
Hey, sounds good.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KC8YVF from NADRL.
NADRL, KC8YVF.
Yeah, okay, Ron. Well, I have it hooked to a outside antenna, so I notice it's a lot, obviously, naturally, a lot quieter on the receive. So this is just the HT speaker, over.
That's good and clear, much better signal, much stronger audio. So all around the external antenna, yeah, it does a whole lot better. And the audio is very good.
Okay, I just switched to speaker mic number one. I wonder how that, if it sounds satisfactory, if it could be used. And I wonder if you're hearing any hiss on the transmit, over. Or, I'm sorry, not hiss, but static on the transmit, over.
Nope, I didn't even know that you switched. So that hand mic is working very well. There's no static. There's no clicks or anything on it. It's good audio.
Okay, I just switched to microphone number two. This is essentially the same mic as what the first one was, over.
Okay, audio quality on that one is not quite as good. There was a little bit of noise on the signal on that one, so not quite as good as the other hand mic.
Okay, well, I will put this one in the not-so-good box, and I've got one more to check.
Copy that.
Okay, this is just kind of a cheapy mic, not expecting too much out of it, but I just was curious if it worked. KC8YVF and ADRL.
It does work. Definitely you can tell the difference in the mic. It's quite a bit more tinny type of sound. It's still full readable. It's fairly quiet. There's a little bit of noise on it. But, yeah, definitely a lot tinnier quality to that mic than the other ones.
Okay. Well, that's... all I need checked. I really appreciate you getting back, Ron, and I hope you have a good rest of the day, good week, and I hope that you're, I'm not sure if you mentioned you're doing some riding this weekend, but I hope that that works out for you. Looks like we're not going to get any rain after all. Back to you, Ron. Thanks. Let you go. And ADRL.
All right, Dave. Yeah, Mike just called me, too, about you guys going up to Ogama for the swap on Saturday. And I had another guy drop off a handy talkie as well. Mike's going to take up. So battery's not working on it, I understand. I'm going to see if I maybe get it operational tonight, at least to check that out. And he was going to run that up as well. And, yeah, I do have a ride on Sunday, so hopefully that rain... they didn't mention anything, nothing in the forecast, so hopefully we get it out and it's a nice day. I've been kind of waiting for this one. It's not a long ride, only about a 180-mile round trip, so not a long ride, but should be fun. So thanks, Dave. We'll talk to you later. NADRL, KC8YVF.
Yep, sounds good. I hope the Ogama thing works out. It'd be nice to get rid of some of those radios, get a little money in the treasury there. All right, 7-3 and ADRL.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
A9S, that's H.
Hey,
Yeah, are you still there, Terry, from N80RL?
N-H-E-R-L, K-A-9-S-X-H. Hi, Dave. How are you doing on this beautiful by me morning? Currently manning my picnic table already. Got an early start today, got all my stuff done. And it is sunny and 75, just a little breeze. How are things by you, and what are you doing today? K-A-9-S-X-H.
Yeah, okay, well, fine business on all that. Well, I'm just taking a short break here from working at home. And I was talking to Ron a little bit earlier. I have an old HT. I didn't know if it was still working. It's been laying on the shelf for quite a while. And I thought maybe I'd have to find a new home for it, and the old does not work pile, but evidently it's working good enough to keep around for a while. Weather here is 74, supposed to get up to 80, I guess. We're partly, I don't know what you would call it, partly cloudy or partly sunny. I guess we're more partly cloudy. But a very nice day here also. Looks like it's going to be a hot week. How about you guys?
Same forecast here. Bring it on. I love it. And, well, if that is the HT that you're talking on right now that you were describing, it sounds good. I'd say it's keeper. I mean, actually, it sounds great. And radio-wise, I've got a DMR connection open here in front of me also, and a computer, and of course the tablet I'm talking to you on with the Echo Link. So things are good here. I cut grass today. I was cleaning up some branches and sticks. I'll have to get my chainsaw out for much of what I have left. I got a fine business canopy over my patio, along with a really great big old black walnut tree, and this year it is suffering severely due to weight of nuts. So, in other words, nuts are starting to break off branches. And one come down on the ground, not when I was sitting here, but and not far away, and I just went in the house briefly for something, and I came back out, and it was down. And I was maybe in the house for 10 minutes, maybe, and come down. The other two, still up in the tree, one pretty good size, and the other one not so much. And I'll be getting up my Snoopy fishing reel and my antenna, putting up stuff. Box, which means that in order to get a rope around those branches to pull them off the rest of the way or pull them out, etc. Back to you, K-A-9-S-X-H.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I've got kind of the same problem. I've got a wild maple tree that kind of ended up in our landscaping. And the thing is about, well, this was, it started when we built the house quite a few years ago, and now the thing's about 100 feet tall. It's got a couple that are drooping it down, and it's right on the path where I walk out to my barn. And I keep looking up there and say, yep, sooner or later that thing's going to get me, so I have to do something about that, and that's probably a good idea. I'll have to dig out my old antenna and put her up with equipment. Well, Terry, I've got to get back to work here. I'm sorry it took so long to get back to you, but I was switching antennas and stuff around, but I did want to catch you and say hello.
You have a good rest of the week. Enjoy this great weather. I guess it's pretty dry here. I know it's good for the harvest, and they were on the radio this morning, on the farmer's radio, talking about planting wheat. And I don't know if they need the moisture to do that or not, but it looks like it's going to be dry for a while. So, Terry, have a good rest of the week. Thanks for the comeback, and ADR out.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Well, good day. No, here it is also pretty dry. Sunday we have a slight chance of shower or thunderstorm. But that's a long ways away. And everything else, little pictures in the weather forecast are good into the future, well in the next week. Take care. Have a great day. Thank you for the contact. We'll catch you again. This is Terry, K-A9-S-X-H.
K-A-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KA9SXH.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Yeah, I just heard a call out there. Didn't catch it. It's Whiskey, Delta Whiskey, W-A-D-W.
W-A-D-W. K-A-9-S-X-H. Terry. Hi, Dave. How are you doing today, and what are you up to? Currently, I'm manning my picnic table. And pretty nice here. I think it's maybe 76 and sunny. Back to you.
Okay, real good there, Terry. Boy, it's been a long time since I talked to you. K-9-S-X-H-W-A-D-W. Well, I just, my wife had to get a blood draw here today, so I brought her over here and I'm sitting waiting for her. So we've got probably in the 80s, probably in the low 80s. I'm sitting here in the nice warm car in the sun and been doing a lot of work and stuff. And yeah, matter of fact, I see her coming out. I'm going to turn back here and I'll catch you here in just a second.
Well, good day. Well, perhaps next time. Because I was just setting out my call to check out. I've got some things to do here before my busy time starts. So, sorry to cut her so short, but we'll catch you again. Take care. Have a great day. It's Terry, K-A-9-S-X-H.
Okay, real good there, Terry. I just say 73, and yeah, we'll catch you down the log. been a while since we talked, and I'd like to jab at you, but we'll catch you later. Have a good one. K9SXHWADW.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KC8YVF, mobile.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KC8YVF mobile.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KADO, testing.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.